NFL punter Chris Cluey joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Chris, thanks for joining us once again. And let's be clear that this lawsuit that you're moving forward with, and I believe you're moving forward with it today, is to get the truth out there or to get more of the details of this investigation that was done out there.
Yeah, and the interesting thing to note is that the full report is 150 pages with 1,600 pages of footnotes, and the Vikings released a summary of that that is only 29 pages long, and only three of those 29 pages deal with the actual subject of the report, Mike Prefert. The other 26 deal with the person who brought the complaint, which is me.
Chris, when are we going to see this entire report? When can we get a chance to leaf through everything?
I don't know. That's part of the lawsuit. The litigation is to make this full report public because the NFL has set that precedent in both the Saints Bounty Gate situation and the Jonathan Martin situation in Miami, that full transparency is what they're looking for.
Are you looking for, I wouldn't call it a gain, but is there anything financial about your pursuit here?
No, not for me personally. We'll be going for max damages because businesses seem to only understand their bottom line, but every penny that is awarded to me, I will be donating to LGBTQ charities.
Chris, how frustrating is it, though, to have a view like that, which is a very normal view? People should have the right to express themselves and how they want to, and if they want to marry somebody of the same sex, they should have every right to do so. How frustrating is it just to have a normal view of things in 2014?
It is kind of frustrating because it is a basic human right to be able to live your life free of interference. And we're making strides in the right direction here in the U.S., but we still have plenty more that we need to do. I mean, Tony Dungy's recent comments kind of speak to that. But I'm hopeful that this will be another step towards more tolerance and just showing that this kind of atmosphere, whenever it happens, it needs to be fixed.
Chris, let's go back. You and I have spoken on a couple of occasions, and I've enjoyed our conversations. I recall one that we had back in June of last year, and this was after the Minnesota Vikings had let you go. And I had asked you if that release had anything to do with your viewpoint on same-sex marriage. And Chris, here's what you had to say back in June of last year.
Well, I just don't know. I'm not in the meetings between the GM and the coaches. You know, I don't know what's said, what the rationale is, you know, for releasing me. So it's something that all I can do is trust in my body of work over the last 8 years, which has been very, very good for the Vikings, and go out and just keep proving that I still have what it takes.
So then, Chris, that was in June of last year. Then fast forward to the beginning of this year and asked, I think, pretty much the same question, and your answer had changed to a point where now this is your claim, that the Vikings had cut you back in May 2013 due to that vocal support of same-sex marriage that you had. I want to know what happened. What did you learn between when we spoke in June to when your answer had changed earlier this year?
Well, the fact is that I had always suspected that I'd been released from my activism, but if I said that in the media out loud, then there would be no chance that I would get a chance to try to prove my physical talent on the football field. And that's why I was very careful with how I answered, is that I don't know. I honestly don't know what was said in those meetings, but I would really like to find out. And that's what this investigation should hopefully show.
Chris, you mentioned the Tony Dungy comments in regards to Michael Sam and Tony Dungy obviously putting his foot in his mouth. Is the NFL ready for Michael Sam?
I think the NFL is ready for Michael Sam in specific situations, and I think the Rams is one of those situations where it all comes down to leadership. It all comes down to who your head coach is, who your GM is, who that upper management is, and then making it clear that an atmosphere of discrimination will not be tolerated. I mean, they're the ones in charge. They have the power to ensure that Michael Sam is treated fairly.
And more on the details that you're trying to get released, they're not, they, okay, it's a Vikings investigation, but it's, the details come from a third party, correct?
Correct. It was an independent investigation, although they were hired by the Vikings. I think it's important to note that. And the interesting thing is the summary was written by another third party, and in that, they actually conclude that I was fired because of my activism. Now, they try to draw a fine line and say it wasn't because of the content of the activism, but I think that's the easiest argument, and I think the courts will see it the same way.
Some of the details that came out did not paint you in a good light, of course, and you expect that with an investigation like this, with a fight like this. And I think you know of what I speak, and I want to know what you have to say about it. It's a joke that you had made about Penn State and about the Jerry Sandusky case. And you've come out since the release of those details, and you've apologized for that.
Correct. It was a joke I made with my strength coach, Tom Kennedy, and I felt that we had a relationship where we could make jokes with each other, because we had. We told each other off-color jokes, and the intent of the joke was to make fun of the culture at Penn State and not the victims of what happened, because that's reprehensible. I would never do that. And like I said, if I offended people, I'm sorry. That was not what I meant to do.
Chris, what would you say to those people who don't know this entire story and hear the fact that you did, you know, make that unfortunate comment about Penn State, and as you mentioned, not talking about the victims as well? But what would you say to those people that's saying, well, you can't have it both ways, Chris Cluey?
I would say that we should look at the full report and see everything that's in there, because I know that I told the investigators what the reasoning was and how the joke was intended to be taken, and I would be curious to see what else Tom Kennedy said and what questions he was asked. And then also just the timeline. I mean, this wasn't something that was happening while I was doing activism. This happened in 2011. And, you know, it's not something I would do right now.
Chris Prefer, your former special teams coordinator, has gotten a 3-game suspension, and if all goes well in any kind of rehabilitation, that it could be whittled down to 2. You're not happy with that?
No, I felt that he should have been suspended anywhere from 4 to 8 games, which I felt was fair, again, in the precedent that the NFL itself set. In the Spain situation, you had a head coach suspended for a year, a position coach suspended indefinitely, and then in the Miami situation with Jonathan Martin, the offensive line coach and the head trainer were both fired. So I felt that a 4 to 8 game suspension would be appropriate and would be in line with the NFL's personal conduct policy. I mean, you see players getting suspended for 4 games for smoking weed or driving drunk.
Chris, just comment quickly about the double standard the NFL has. We see guys like Jim Irsay get pulled over with $30,000 in cash, a whole bag full of prescription meds, and we still don't see any repercussions of that because maybe he's an owner of an NFL franchise. But Roger Goodell and the NFL is quick to strike on players for their conduct as well. Is there a double standard in the NFL?
Yeah, I believe there is, and it's not just that. I think it's an entire hierarchical structure where power corrupts and allows you to get away with more. And when you look at from the player's side, guys who are massively talented are allowed to get away with things even if it means they're a horrible human being, simply because they can run faster than someone else or catch a football or throw it farther. And you see it with the owners where, you know, if Jim Irsay gets to get away with something where players would be, you know, disciplined for that, and we still haven't heard anything. And so I think it's just a natural human nature where you tend to let people who you feel have more power than you or are somehow better at something than you, you let them get away with more.
Mentioned special teams coordinator a moment ago. It should be Mike Prefer. I said Chris Prefer by accident. Apologize for that. Now, in talking about the Minnesota Vikings, do you believe that there is, it's not just an issue with one person or two that you might think there is, but there's an issue with the organization as a whole?
Well, I think that might be something in the report that we would like to see, because if the report showed that there is a culture that allowed this to happen and tried to cover it up, then that culture needs to be addressed and changed.
Are you launching this or filing this lawsuit today, Chris?
I don't know. That's up to my attorney.
Okay. What do you think the future of your NFL career is going to be?
I think it's pretty much over at this point.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm staying in shape, and I can still go out and punt, but punters are always viewed as replaceable in the NFL, and especially if you get a reputation as a punter, like I have, as someone who speaks out, and teams are just going to say, you know what, we don't want to deal with it. We don't care if he can do the job, and we just don't want him around.
Chris, isn't that just reminiscent of what we just heard out of Tony Dungy, that he said he wouldn't draft a guy like Michael Sam just for the distraction? And you're a guy who's just speaking his mind. You're just for people to have basic human rights, and you get blackballed in the NFL because of an opinion that many, many people share in North America as a whole. And that's the reason why you can't kick for another team in the NFL. How frustrating is it for a guy like you who still can get it done on the football field?
Well, it's frustrating, but it's also part of society, and it's a part of society that I hope changes at some point, where we understand that the pursuit of money is not more important than the pursuit of basic human rights.
Is this your life now, like the lawsuit? Because, you know, we've talked, Chris, we talked about your book that you had just written at the time, and you've got other ideas for books that you were working on, others that you're musically gifted as well, if I recall. Is there anything else that you're doing right now? If you're not footballing, if you're not kicking, is it just the lawsuit and nothing else right now? Is this your life?
No, I'm doing a whole lot more. It's my wife is a social worker. She got a job at a group home near our house as a therapist. So I get to do the stay-at-home dad thing and take care of my kids, and gives me lots of time to write. And, I'm just looking for whatever life holds.
Chris, has any of your former teammates reached out to you for support, or has some of your former teammates, kind of gave you that hate text message? Kind of, what are you doing, Chris? Just let this go.
No, I haven't had any communications. It's one of those things where if they agree or disagree, they see what happened with what I did and how me speaking out, kind of led to what happened. And so they're just going to fly under the radar.
Have you thought of playing in the CFL?
Nice. I have, actually. I've had a lot of people suggest that to me. And I have to say, the idea of being able to score points as a punter actually really appeals to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll talk it over with my wife and I, and we'll see what happens.
Chris, it's a larger ball here in the CFL, and it's only crazy three-down football. Would it be like booting a soccer ball?
Yeah, I think it's closer to a rugby ball, right?
And it's pretty big. It's bigger than an NFL football, that's for sure. You're going to have to get used to that.
That would be pretty sweet then, because that means it's a larger sweet spot and easier to get good puns.
There you go. That's looking at the positive. Chris, a pleasure having you on. Wish you the best. Hope things turn out, well for everybody involved, in that goals are reached in all of this, and that, I hope, whether it's specific to you, to the Minnesota Vikings, to NFL football, that we're better for this experience. Thanks to yourself, to the Minnesota Vikings, to the NFL, and to the investigators. Thank you, Chris, for this. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.